Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence, the love of your heart to us, through the Lord Jesus Christ, the absolute manifestation of that love, and your desire to be united with us, even currying favor with us through the ministry of the Son of Man, bringing us to light and life and immortality. How marvelous it is, Lord, that this scripture is being fulfilled in this hour and has been vindicated to us. Lord, tonight, if we don't go any further than just praying and thanking you for your goodness and mercy to us and your love to us, Lord, we've gone far enough. We just keep on worshiping and adoring your great name for the manifested love that we have before us this night. We know that you love us, Lord. We know that even as you loved Adam and Eve and came down to your son and daughter, trusting no one else, not even an archangel, no way. You came down so in this last hour. You yourself have come down with the book of redemption open before us to reveal to us the seven thunders, the seven fields, all those things, Lord, that are necessary. We don't understand it all, and we don't have to understand it all, but we understand this. This is for our good, making ready a people prepared for the Lord, and we really believe that with all of our hearts because it comes right back to the Scripture, right back to the Word. How marvelous and how wonderful. We praise you tonight. Instruct us further. Feed us with the bread of life. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, we forgot to mention, and I want to put this on tape anyway, that the next communion, by the way, is April, isn't it? And I think it's the 3rd and the 4th. I'm not positive, but I believe those are the dates. Now, Easter, I believe, is on the 11th, so that would be that Good Friday would be on the 9th. At that particular time, Brother Jeff Hall will be coming from England to visit with us, and wouldn't be surprised if we put him to work. He preached for us over in 47, you know, in Bell Fountain, and we found him a most excellent preacher with tremendous insight into the Word of God, a marvelous anointing and clarity, and I'm looking forward to seeing him and hearing him, and we won't make any big preparations. Brother Gunther's coming with a friend of his also, and we don't look for any big crowd. We're not going to put any word out. We'll take care of the people, we'll feed them, and it's likely we'll feed them good old-fashioned bread with ham slices and mayonnaise, or you name it. I'm not going to worry about a big dinner. So, good. This is your biggest dinner for a while tomorrow. So, all right. I wanted to tell you that, because I didn't announce it, and I wanted it on a tape anyway. Now, tonight we are in number 12 of the spoken word is the original seed. And we're going to take our preamble, and we may not get beyond it, though I hope we are able to, and be able to see some things in this word, correctly understanding them, although they are very difficult. Now, in the last two or three discussions concerning this message, we discovered where both wise and foolish virgins are originated, as well as serpent seed. We saw that from Brother Branham. He mentioned it was in the Garden of Eden, and there we positively found that Adam would be the wise, and Eve would be the foolish, and the serpent seed, of course, conceived there but born outside of the garden, would certainly be the complete unbeliever, that serpent seed for whom there was no place, even though they were insinuated into the stream of light. And in there also we saw how that Eve was given, as it were, great sorrow and suffering by, because she added to the word. And it's my estimation, I'm not trying to try to prove anything, but I've pondered this for some time. How is it that those that get the plagues added just because they add the word, and the others get their names taken out of the book of life, and when they do, it's all over, it's the lake of fire? Well, you can see right from the Alpha picture in the Garden of Eden, when he said, "And sorrow you're going to bring forth children, and these troubles are going to come upon you." And Adam, the wise virgin, was going to have all kinds of problems in his life to bring forth his character by the Holy Spirit, you know. And then, so we see the perfect picture, as we see in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, where it says, "Anybody adds a word, to them will be added the plagues." And remember, Brother Branham put the foolish virgin and the chaff in the very same place, and mentioned they will die. As Brother Branham said, the Jew is purged, the church is purged, and the earth is purged. Well, we know the bride, though she was in the church, is out of the church, and she is not purged. No, she is prepared. She's made ready as the vessels that God had prepared for His own. So we understand those things, and you got them on the previous tapes, so you can look into it. So with the opening of the seals, right to the very end, we see this picture. Now, it was also seen why Adam was brought down into sin, even though Eve was his wife, and of his flesh and species, for she gave herself over to the serpent before Adam embraced her, and according to Paul, Adam was now one flesh with a prostitute, and not a virgin undefiled. Right. Paul the Apostle positively says that any man that embraces a harlot is one flesh with her. And so we see that only too well, that now, since Eve was a prostitute, and Adam now joining himself to her is one flesh with her, which means he's into prostitution. Now, what kind of a scuzzball is going to go to a whore? See, be not deceived. Evil communications and evil companions corrupt good manners. They bring you right down. Now, you see, you can say what you want, but what's happened there in adultery and a man forbidden to take a woman back who has committed adultery, and he doing it brings himself down. Now, we'll just watch this. Now, do you realize that this is the truth? Now, Brother Branham says on page 17, serpent seed. And if you've embraced a woman to your bosom and taken her for your wife, and she makes an imprint on you, we'll say it like this so you'll understand. And any other woman against that bosom won't fit that pattern. And God will hold you responsible for it. You just remember that. See, what she did brought her down, right? And what he did with her brought him down. Something happened physically. So, Brother Vale, I don't think there's any scientific proof for that. Well, that shows you, see, you're all mouth and no spirit. I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings, but the fact of the matter is that's true. So, according to Brother Branham, what I just read here, the fact that Eve was now one flesh with the serpent, she could not legally, spiritually, physically be one flesh with Adam. She was changed. Now, see, according to her species, being a helpmeet, one of his kind, had he had her, everything had been fine. But now somebody else has her. Now, I know science will say that doesn't mean one thing, but science doesn't know everything. So let's not pretend science knows everything, because science doesn't know everything. We find here that this woman positively was changed, and Adam was changed. The question is, how? And that is a very good question, but just hold on a second. And when he took her, he became one flesh with her. Flesh with her. And he now brought forth offspring that Brother Branham called hybrid. Now remember, he called her hybrid. And now you're looking at something here that Brother Branham said he brings forth hybrids. Even though Abel and Seth and others were his seed. And you notice even in the ark it says that Noah was the only true human being genetically. But even though he's the only true human being genetically, he is still brought down from the original. It just isn't there. Now remember, spoken word is original seed. And we see the original is corrupted. Like I said before we even got in this service, Satan does not even have a word. And don't you ever believe that Satan has one word. He does not. He has nothing. He created nothing. He evolved nothing. The devil is the devil. He's just a poor shot in the dark. And one day we're going to look down upon him narrowly and say, is this the buzzard jerk that caused all this trouble, this little sleaze bag here? Now, you'll be able to say that because you get a real glimpse of the glory of God and be part of it. Otherwise, you won't be able to say it, because right now we're no match for the devil. All right, let's keep reading here. Now I'm going. Now, though Abel and Seth and others were his seed, something had happened. Let's see if we can begin to explain it from the Bible. Let's take a look at it. All right. We go to Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 16, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day of the eating thereof, dying thou dost surely die. And that's the exact translation, because no man lived to be 1,000 years. Methuselah lived the closest, about 963 or something. Adam, maybe 930. But nobody lived that day. All right. Something happened. What was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? It was sexual intercourse with the serpent. And he taking her back, because she's now already lowered, she's a prostitute. You see? Now, he becomes one flesh with the prostituted. Here's the woman that Brother Branham called a hybrid. We'll look at that as we read and understand a little bit more about it. So, the human race is in bad shape. Now, let's just see exactly where this man Adam went from doing this. You ready? Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20. And Adam called his wife Eve, wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Therefore he called her living or life giver. For God's sake, this is female goddess worship. Think it over. Think it over. Isn't this Diana of the Ephesians? She had the seed. In a few short breath. Now you tell me he wasn't changed physically, spiritually, and removed from the original by what he did. And he didn't even disbelieve the word of God or add to it or take from it. But when he went here, dying, you do surely die. Now, you're going to tell me that anything but hybrids are going to come forth from this union, regardless of who it is. Because she was the mother of all living, that is true. But she was not life-giving. Without the male, the woman does not have any life, period. No wonder the Jews are all stupid. Years ago, they understood that Abraham was their father. And now it's all gone to the matriarch side. And if you have a Jewish mother, you're Jewess or Jewish. Hogwash! That's where Rudy Cirilla comes along. He said, my mother was Jewish, and therefore I'm a Jew. Hogwash, he's an Italian. He's a mixture. I've got nothing against the guy, but it's the truth. Now with this, watch this. Adam never left the word to believe the lie Eve did. But he disobeyed and went down to her level and brought forth children in that level. So what I'm looking at is this. Adam was word virgin or wise virgin, but Eve was foolish virgin. And I've already taught it. Now, let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. All of these things I've looked at for years are coming together. Wondering and wondering and wondering. Deuteronomy 4. Therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach unto you for to do them, that you may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord your the God of your fathers giveth you. I want to ask you a question. What is the land that the Lord your God is giving you? You say the millennium. You don't even know your Bible. It's a new heaven and the new earth. It's a new Jerusalem. So just watch. We're looking at Alphas here. And you shall not add unto the word which I commanded you, neither shall you diminish from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. One word off is no longer the commandment of God, and you are keeping a false premise, so therefore you're dead the same as Adam threw it away. That's why only this message has life. Why can't some people say, live, die, sink, swim? Because they don't believe this message. They lie to you. And anybody tonight that can't say that, I call you a liar. You don't believe this message. You're trying to put a new patch on an old garment. Stand beside Lee Vale and take the punches. If I got to get tough, I'll be tough because I won't be here too long. By the grace of God, hope we got here for under 6 feet of dirt maybe. But I'll look any man in the eye. Why do you think you'll be hated? Tell me. Because you're a lousy crook and you punch people in the nose, certainly you'll be hated for that. Because it shows you ain't got nothing. Do all the beautiful works in the world. Oh, hallelujah. The minute you teach a word that has life, they'll cut your gizzard out and put you on a gibbet. They'll burn you at the stake. They'll boil you in oil. And they'll hate your guts and tell every manner of lie about you and try to seduce you and deceive you. We've had it right in this church, and some of you haven't got enough guts and brains to stand up for it. Don't try to look me in the eye and fool with me. If you don't believe it, get out. Say, Brother Vale, hold it. Don't hold it. I speak unilaterally. This is my ministry that I have. Grace Gospel Ministries. You don't contribute 1 cent. You'd like to, but I won't let you. The outsiders do. I'm not mad. I was just telling you, when are you going to wake up and smell the coffee? When are you going to understand, Brother Branham? Listen, he was so beside himself in the prayer line that he picked up a pillow and began to pray over it as though it was a baby. Thousands of miracles. I was there the night he challenged to bring me 24 of your worst cases. I'll guarantee healing. Or anybody come through the line. 60% usually get healed. There was 100% of these 1,200 people healed. Yeah. Live, die, sink, or swim, little cookies. Where's your guts? You listen to lies, some of you. The minute the truth comes out, you want to walk out the door because you can't hear the truth. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm not kidding. You might be, but I'm not. You don't believe the Bible. You don't believe the prophet. You say you do. Come on, let's read further. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. Fornication, adultery. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, the Lord thy God destroyed among you. Now that was a sex act because Baal Peor speaks of the female sex organ with male intercourse. And they went plumb crazy. And that speaks of idolatry. But you did cleave unto the Lord your God and are alive, every one of you this day. And the people that passed that test of idolatry in the face of the manifested coming out, going into the land, got in there and the rest died. They were the make-believers. The foolish virgin also died because they didn't believe. When the witnesses came back, and they said, hey, look, it's tremendous, it's glorious, but they're giants, we can't make it. There's no way. And they died. People say, right, Teddy, I can't understand the message. There's no way. They bypass it, throw it to one side, and preach their own stupid hogwash, everything else, putting a new patch on an old garment. That's what happened in Toledo. That man up there took a message, this message, and defrauded the people and fooled them and said, you got to believe me. If you don't follow me, you're dead, you're gone. And they whipped the kids. Listen, there's a girl here tonight that man beat so ferociously. And the parents had to stand by and watch her being beaten. I'd go up there try to help the people. I knew something going on but didn't understand. And those little kids would smile because they knew I loved them. And God help me. I didn't know what was going on. Those poor little kids were beaten by a preacher, by ungodly people. Then you people rise up in this church. You wonder why I'm angry at the Petries and the Vanderveers and those guys that come in here. I've named their names on a tape. Sue me if you want to. When have I heard any of you taking your money, told a lie, or did one thing? Yeah, I saw their little faces. They smiled because they knew I loved them and they loved me. How have I treated your kids, every one of you? Amen. How have I treated your kids? Come on. How have I treated you? I'm not old Nixon safe. You won't have me to beat on one of these days, but it's still the truth. I'm vigorous inside. My mind is still with me. I'm pretty sharp. And I can understand this word, the prophet, babies and take us right back to the word. But my body's failing. But I still stand here at 78. And you'll still sit there and you don't believe. You better believe. Yeah. Let's keep reading. Now, behold, I've taught you statutes and judgment, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should go in to do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Therefore, keep them therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these great statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now, that's exactly what the Word of God said about these people that are word virgins going in. They don't take one word from her, add one word to it. For what nation is there so great who are God, who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? Proximity. God in their midst. God standing there. The pillar of fire coming down in the days of Solomon as God moved in the temple, yet he was drawn away by false gods because of sickly, stupid women that he married. You think you stand, take heed lest you fall. I'm not mad at you trying to beat you down, but I'm sick and tired of the stuff that's pulled off around here. And then you sit back so many times and you're afraid to say something or do something. And I'm criticized as being some kind of a dictator and pulling the board like you're caught and pick a bunch of mannequins or something. The trouble is I've been fussing up here many people because I've been left to fight the good fight of faith all by myself. And then when someone sticks up for me, everybody's got to go to pieces. What if I walk out of here tonight and I'm not back tomorrow morning? Well, I could do it, you know. Yeah, I'm looking in the eye and I'm not calling him any smug. We'll discuss that. The guy said I looked at him and called him a smug. I read it all. Just explain it all. He'd like to come and lay a charge. You pick the wrong guy to fool when you fool with me. Yeah, they did. I got a man sitting here that called everybody's bluff. His name is Pete Clawson. Pete and I have had our differences, and they've been big. But he had the guts a long time ago to look me in the eye, and he said,
You've got two more enemies in that church. He meant he was an enemy, and he named them. He said, you think they're friends, but he named them. And Pete got fooled. If I can tell you one thing about Pete Clawson, he doesn't lie. He was played for a sucker by them. Pete will stand before God like me, Bible open, hand raised. He ain't going to lie. Boy, somebody didn't believe it. Now you're stuck. Let's keep reading. Then we'll dismiss you, but have the communion, foot washing. I don't want to see if you live up to it. If you don't believe in the communion body of Jesus Christ in this word, you've got no part here. You drink damnation unto yourself. If it's not live, die, sink, or swim, and you believe we're going into the millennium to start with, and then to the New Jerusalem, and we're following what I'm talking about, let me tell you flat, according to me, you are so far off the Word of God and out of fellowship with Jesus Christ, you don't believe that. They'll say, surely this great nation, wise and understanding people, what nation is so, there is so, what... For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? Has the Lord our God in all the things we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes in the judgment so righteous as all this law which I set before you? Only take heed to yourself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget these things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons. What are they doing? Applying the token. Here's the picture. Israel was to be a virgin of the word, and therefore could enter into the promised land, and there were no other conditions. Some did, yet others stayed on the other side of Jordan, even though they were Israelites. They were the same people, and they were both virgins. Brother Brandon said so. But some went in. The others on the outside at worship time had to enter in, then went out again. All right. Here is where we see the Alpha and Omega of Revelation 21, 22 to 27. And there I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple. And yet people say, Lee, you're preaching two souls. And I had a man come to me the other day who circulated papers amongst you, tried to talk to different one of you. And he said, he's preaching two gods. I said, souls, I beg your pardon, two gods. We'll talk about two souls if we ever get to it. When I cornered him, you should have heard his feeble excuses. But he'll still think I'm teaching two gods. And he tried to teach you people. He tried to hook different people by bringing his crud to them. Hey, what's this congregation all about that you don't know when you're being deceived by the devil or there's a troublemaker amongst you? I'm going to tell you something. I spilled my guts, my wife's guts, my kid's guts. But some of you people here have never spilled your guts. You've stonewalled me. But I'll spill it for you. Remember, judgment begins at the house of Almighty God. If you think some people are trying to get near me and call that spiritual, let me tell you, I have come against Lloyd, I have come against Dave, I have come against Bill Graham, and I've tore them to bits because when they had the opportunity to come against these things in the seed beginning, they didn't do it. And I had to reap. I had to come and reap after them. Now, have you been so long with this message and you don't know when somebody's hoodwinking you and someone's coming along to seduce you? I just say one thing. I'm going to invite those two birds to come and take the church over. And their relatives and their friends. Because evidently that's what some of you want. It's okay to say you don't, Francis, but let's have some fruit. That doesn't mean any fruit, drop dead. Anybody talking doesn't mean a thing, it's like, yeah. I'm tough in expressing things, I don't mean quite drop dead, but as far as I'm concerned, just get out of my way. All right, let's get this picture. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And Brother Branham said, the Lamb is upon the throne and the pillar of fire above the throne. Okay, let's go further. And the city had no need of sun, neither moon to shine, for the glory of the God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved. Now, come on, you know the word. You know the word so good. Nobody can fool you. Oh, yeah, he said, if Lee Dale would sit down, I could teach him a thing or two. Because my dad said that he, I know the message better than Lee Dale. Somebody listen. How many years do I have to go through this? Who are the saved? Nobody answers. You're so scared? You're just plumb scared. You're scared stiff to answer. You're back with the Pentecost denominational spirit upon you. I hate to tell you this, but that's the truth. Because when I sat in Pentecost and I was asked a question, I was afraid to answer. Brother Branham said the truth. The foolish virgin is saved. But they didn't go on to get the baptism. And of course, you all knew that. And you know I was going to preach on this. So you can teach me a thing or two. See, you're rubbing it in. Oh, yes, I'm rubbing it in. Because some of you listen. And the church is 2 inches from going off the pot. You're sitting on a thin line tonight. But you didn't know it. You know it tonight. I'm not mean. I'm not fussing. I can get out of here tomorrow. But these men tried to destroy my ministry. And they said, one fellow said, I don't agree with you the last 2 Sundays. What's to agree? Do you understand that means one thing, that they're organized. They call us organized. They're organized. If I'm wrong, they've got to be right. Then I've got to go to them. And they got to kick the pulpit. I understood Gene preached one time, Pete. How dynamic was it? Yeah. You don't believe it's white throne, and I'm standing here? I got news for you. I got news for you. I believe it, but I don't believe it as I ought to. Okay, let's keep reading. The saved shall bring the light, shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth, and the kings of the earth do bring their honor and glory into it. What? That's this New Jerusalem. And the gates of it shall not be shut day by all day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. In other words, the whole complex of virgins, wise and foolish, are there, but only the wise are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me tell you this, they don't get in there except they are word seed and word believers, word upon word, not taking one word away or adding one word. And claim you got the Holy Ghost and can't say live, die, sink, or swim. Oh, they sing, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Hogwash. Jesus is the Word. When Brother Branham preached on ashamed of Him, ashamed of Jesus, he let us know to be ashamed of Him was ashamed of this message. They couldn't stand with it. They'd like to come and accuse us all.
Say, listen to me. Yeah.
Brian Bauer sitting there. He went to one of those guys, and the guy lied right in his teeth. Now, he wants to tell me I'm off the word. The first thing a man does off his word, he lies. Right. Next thing, he goes for money. The third thing, for women. When you see him with all three, that's something. I don't know that I've seen that yet. I suppose I have, but I may be even known. Now, do you see what I'm trying to show you here? This was the Alpha. This is the Omega. So you can see the perfect picture that we're looking at. The wise and the foolish virgin, the perfection of the teaching of Brother Branham. Now, all right, what are on the outside? Who are there? I could read a whole lot, but I won't do it. But we know it's the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew. And in there, it says the kingdom of God. Of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 were wise, 5 foolish. Now that doesn't mean even numbers, don't worry. They that were foolish took their lamps and no oil in them. Oh, they were right there with the word of the old time. They were there with the word of the old hour. They weren't ready. They didn't have word for the Holy Spirit to come upon to anoint. So there was no oil in the vessel. It all leaked out. What was there in the Roman Catholic Church died when Luther came on the scene. What was in the Lutheran Church when Wesley came on the scene died. And when the Pentecostals came on the scene, what was in the Methodist died. And when William Branham came on the scene, Pentecost became shuck, S-H-U-K, or chap. Well, Brother Bill, I can't believe that. See, you know, well, I got relatives, I got friends. Have you? Fine, burn with them. I thought it was friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. I thought our communion was over the bread. The bread of life. Evidently it's not. Okay. And you read on further. And then and it said the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now, while the bridegroom tarried, they slumbered and said, midnight there's a cry made, behold the bridegroom. Doesn't say cometh, that's a lie. It's behold him. This is the presence of Persia. He's there. So it's, here he is, here he is. Now, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. It's, here he is. That's appearing suddenly in his temple, like he did back there in Jerusalem. Now, and they trimmed their lamps. The foolish said, give us oil of your oil. Our lamps are gone out. Brother, they said, Brother Brown, the old days said, handshaking is okay, joining a church is okay, but today is different. In the presence of Almighty God, the wise answered, not so. There should be not enough for us and you. But go to them to sell and buy for yourself. While they went to buy, the bridegroom did come. They're out there claiming oil now, trying to get it, trying to get everything. And at the time, they're at their peak. We're going to be gone. Yep. Okay. And it said they were ready. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward, the virgin came, Lord, Lord, open to us. He answered and said, verily said he, I know you not. In other words, as Dr. Hoyer told me, this actually is rendered, I used to know he's my wife, but I don't know he's my wife anymore. So it says, watch. You know, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. Now, Son of Man, in my books, is a whole lot different from the Son of God coming, the one that descends in human form and meet him in the air. This, to me, is the presence where the days of the Son of Man are. And if you're not ready at this time, you're never going to make it. It's all over. Now let's go further. The book of Matthew. The 25th chapter. And it tells you right here. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all the nations. He shall separate one from another. And the shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. And he'll set the sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left. And then saying to them on the right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom of God prepared in the foundation of the world. I was in hunger and so on. There's nothing said about redemption there. Brother Branham categorically tells this is the white throne, and here you see the wise and the foolish virgin separating. You can read the whole thing for yourself. Now listen carefully. The wise virgin is typed in Adam. The foolish is typed in Eve. The foolish are forgiven, but they are not justified. Does it ring a bell? Want to call the boys in to teach what I'm teaching tonight that can help you? Call them in. Play footsie with them. Go ahead. It's your privilege. Bring the church down. But Lee Bale's not going to stick around to try to rescue anybody, no way, shape, and form. I'm getting too old. I'd like a few days off myself. Yeah, I really would. I'd like a vacation. Take a good look at me. You want to change places? She is forgiven but not justified. Brother Branham said, you are the righteous bride of Jesus Christ. You didn't even do it. Now remember, the bride is justified and sanctified. The bride alone is justified because she and the Word are one. Now we see why Brother Branham said a woman in adultery can be forgiven but never justified. You understand what I'm saying? Brother Branham said a woman in adultery can never be justified. She can be forgiven. Huh? Did he say it? Well, come on, did he say it? Did you know what he meant until tonight? Could you trace it in the Word of God? Bring in the smart fellas that tell me to step down. That I'm wrong. Say, Brother Bill, you're going to rip up the wheat with the tares. That's a laugh in this hour. Nobody could rip up wheat with tares in this hour. Because if you can rip up, you ain't wheat in the first place. It merely means you can't take correction for your foolishness. That you've been futzing around with error. And claiming to believe this message in me, a son of God. A teacher of God. You imbibe and ingest anything at all. Yeah? Kind of funny, isn't it? So we see. Only one is justified. Let's go to Romans. Now, I'll go home tonight and hate myself for really lowering the boom on you. But I'm not finished yet. I'll hit myself again. Several more times. If I cry when I think of those poor little kids that Bill Lew was even causing their parents to destroy by teaching them, you got to believe me and follow me. You ain't going to make it. Let me tell you something. For once and for all, this on tape. Anybody that says you got to follow me, I'm going to say you're a liar, a liar, a liar. And the truth is not in you. And you will go to the lake of fire. Because you're already on fire with the stupidity of sickness. Six sins called lie. Oh, he hates that thought. You ain't got a thing coming. And he thinks it's coming for me. I don't have a thing coming. I'm trying to follow the Word. Now, don't get any mean spirit on you. Because I don't have a mean spirit. I don't hate anybody. I'm just telling you. And I've said before, keep out of my hair. Keep out of my ministry. And if you got so much on the ball, you can go behind my back and try to destroy it. Let me say this one thing. You can take anybody you want with me. And I will leave this building here. I don't need it. I can rent a building right there in DeGraff right now or buy it. I got enough money. You people think you can fool me. Lee Dale's nice. He can take any amount of crud. Just go ahead. He'll put thousands of bucks in this church. You and I put in this church last year into your offering to keep this church up. $5,000 for the few lovely people that come here for 2 days once a month. In other words, over $400 per week, month. I pay for these people that I love that support me. Now exactly how much heat and how much cooling do these friends of mine take? Not even $20. It's
So who's going to say, I gave Lee Vale anything? You know who gave me things? Pruitt, Cornette's, the Kellers. And I'm not belittling. I'm telling you. Look, I've been fooled with over money. You never get a second chance to fool again. Brother Branham told me, Lee, you will never be wrong with money. But we've got men that claim, I'm half tithing. I'm wrong with tithes. I'm stealing tithes. And I'm passing them back and forth. Yeah. And people listen to that kind of a man. You want to look at my books? I challenge you. Before God, I challenge you. I'm not reversing by giving you a bluff. I'm not afraid. I'm not at all afraid. When I get over 10,000 from a church, which I have done on at least one occasion, I send it to my auditor and I say, they have given me more money than I'm allowed to take. And my auditor phoned me up and he said, hey, what is this anyway? I said, can't you understand? I get $10,000 free as a gift. The rest I got to pay tax on. Now that's going to make some of you really squirm now. There, that shows that guy was right. Yeah. Why don't you go to the government? I'd like to see you match my tax record. And I'm not bluffing. I'm not kidding you. I'm not bluffing. Come on, any day you want. And if I've made a mistake in there, all the receipts are back unless somebody stole them. And if anybody says, Lee, you owe money? I'll say, praise God, what do you want? I'll go to my auditor, and I'll say, now fix her up. Okay. You ready? We're going to Romans, the 5th chapter. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It tells you that. Watch verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned, for until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. You say, just a minute, Eve did it. Just a minute, Adam did it. Because Adam was the bearer of life. And as God took out of him, he could have taken millions out of him without the woman. No trouble with God. But Adam blew it. He acted like God. He threw his lot in with her. He said, if she goes, I go. But that's what Jesus said, if she goes, I go. And he went for it. We'll talk about redemption. But let's read on. For the law, for until the law sin is in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Only a word right is under grace, and the only law is the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which is a baptism with the Holy Ghost that waters the seed and brings it into the maturity and stature of Jesus Christ and Christ formed in us. Law can't do it. There is no law that will bring life. There is no law that forgives sin. Takes blood, brother, sister. Take blood. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam and Moses, even over them that had not sinned the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is a figure of him which was to come. But not as the offense, so is also the free gift. In other words, there's no comparison. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto the same many. In other words, where death laid us low, and bless God we IO in death, life abounds. It teems like a veritable geyser, torrential flood from the source of all life, which is God, our springs, and not as it was, he said. Now this is the negative, brings upon us. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. He said, no comparison. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. So that David could stand there, the prophet of God, saying, they numbered my hands and my feet. He said, all my bones stare at me. And he prayed those beautiful psalms of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and the resurrection. And having 499 wives, he lusted after beautiful and said, I got to have her. And he took her and killed her husband. (Clears throat)
Oh, yeah, our legals like to count that. Anything they do is okay. They could kill a woman or a man, that's okay. But if I raise my voice for 1 minute and try to teach you the things of God, Lee, there's wrong. He's a louse. How come you suffer that's done? How come it took all this time to surface? Who knocked? Who did it? Who started the ball rolling? Warning after warning, I give every single person the top man down. It all comes back on Lee then. I got a risk. Is that a fact? What about the day comes my boat springs a leak? Hey? What do I mean? I'm just asking a plain question. I want to bring this to you. If you were up here, would you demand any less or want any less? I can tell you one thing. You'd want a whole lot more because you haven't got my experience. You haven't been where I've been. You haven't paid your prices. You think it's easy? It's fun? I'm not happy to fuss at people. But these tapes go plumb around the world. Let the other guy listen in and find out. Where's the defense of the gospel in this church the way it should be? Not mad at anybody, not mean, not hating, just standing for the Lord. Look, I'm not your defense up here, honey child. I'm not your defense. I'm just a preacher. Gripped by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, that's justification, shall reign in life by one Christ Jesus. Therefore, as by the offenses of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one free gift, that the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. There's your bride. Justice, oh, you didn't do it. You never did it. You were trapped. Now he says to the foolish virgin, because you were good to the bride. Oh, you visit the sick. You did this and you did that. What about the people then that are busybodies in the church? Where do they fit in this category? Tell me. You're shocked, aren't you? If you aren't, you should be. If you aren't, you should be. She's saying, you listen to 5 seconds to that dribble. Well, your brother did. You're an old chamber. So are you. You've been on the ministry for year after year after year. Well, you got to admit I'm right. Come on. I'm not lying to anybody. I'm not pulling your leg or pulling some junk on you. Where's my notes? Okay. Let's go to these justified people. Chapter 8 of Romans. Therefore, there's now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And forget that next phrase. It belongs later. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. For it's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And if you haven't got Christ Jesus, you haven't got it. So now you're under a different law. The law is unto life. Not like Adam anymore. Not like Eve. No way, shape, and form. It's the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. He that hath the Son hath life. He hath not the Son, hath not life, but the wrath of God to abide upon him. Hath made me free from the law of sin and death, for what the law could not do, that is weak to the flesh. God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Now God sending his own Son. It doesn't say God himself, being the Son, sent himself. Who in the world said amen? Brian, good. You're awake. Where is this Jesus only stuff that Brother Branham said he wasn't? I want to know. He said, we're not oneness, we're not Trinity, we're in between. Does that mean two gods? And I'm accused. And the stooge is with him. Accuse me. Of pages 4 to 8 in the Becoming God, that I'm not teaching what was taught in the church age book. The supreme deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet time after time, I have quoted, when that Spirit's in the midst of us, becomes incarnate to us, we'll crown him King of kings and Lord of lords. That will be the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Son of David, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the altogether lovely. And he whimpers to me, whimpering, whimpering, whimpering.
Well, would it be okay if I said, he's the chiefest?
Oh, shit. And he walked out the door of this church and spread havoc among you. And I'm supposed to let him come before me now. And what's he going to do? He said, you shouldn't do it. The Bible said, rebuke before all the law may fear. At the seventh or third admonition, rejects the heretic. He said, Brother Bill, you ain't got no love. No love, have I? Then you tell John the Revelator, the apostle, who was the apostle of love, who loved, and leaned on Jesus' bosom. As soon as Diotrephes came against him and said, you can't preach in that pulpit. He said, I'll show you what I'll do to Diotrephes. Now, we got any Pentecostal hogwash in here. That's fine by me. You know your own hearts. I don't. Sit there and scoff if you want. I don't know if you're scoffing. I hope to God you're not. Because I'm going to meet you very shortly because White Throne is here and the judgment is here. I read something you didn't even catch. You never even caught. The thrones were set. The judgment. And Brother Bill Branham, mighty prophet of God, said we're before the White Throne. And Malachi 4 gave me root and your branch was a lake of fire. Now, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, the foolish virgin in 2 Corinthians 11 is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither can be. In other words, by your reasoning, by your brain, it's nothing but a manure heap, a manure pile. It's a debt to you. So the guy told me, I think my trouble, he says, I'm very brilliant, and you know, I look into these things. What's your IQ tonight, kid? The higher your IQ, the biggest bundle of crud you got up here in your bingo bean. You going to compete with Paul? He said, my head's manure. Oh, yeah, I've been cussed up for things like this. They don't want to believe the word. This is for Pentecostal. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's not of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. It tells you right there, look, I don't care how many times you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, how many times you speak in tongues, whatever you do, you're still going to die. The body. Remember that lovely picture taken in color that Organ Bright did? And he said, what is this anyway? They gave it to Brother Branham. The lilies were there. Brother Branham looked like a death head. A new man behind him that flicks the fire upon the altar. You remember the picture? Brother Branham, it was over there. All nine gifts of the Spirit upon that altar, you still got them. The death set is the outer man perishing, but the inner man is being renewed day by day. When Brother Branham was disgusted and cried to the Lord, oh Lord, I could have some comfort. I could have something in my soul I need. And the Lord said, why should I give you any? He said, what do you mean, Lord? He said, I gave it to you and you've disregarded it. He said, what do you mean, Lord? He said, it's in your satchel under the bed. Pull it out. It's that supernatural picture. Did you know he said it? Who knew he said that? Is it on a tape? It isn't, because I told you. You bet your life. Because he told me. Tells you right here. And if Christ be in you, the body's dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in he that raised up Christ the dead, shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth into that as a twofold prong. It means you and I can be healed as long as we're baptized with the Holy Ghost. We are heirs to healing. And it also means that we're sealed into the day when we get our immortality.
You can see only now, you can see only the wise virgin is bride or word seed full of the Holy Ghost and led of God. That is original seed only. And we fulfill the seed word germ God planted. We are the fulfillment. We are the sons of God, as it says over here in Galatians, which I think is the fourth chapter, verses 6-7. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. It says, because you are sons, you get the Holy Ghost. And your very particular son, because we're cut out of the same bolt of cloth the foolish virgin is, but we are cut according to pattern. As Brother Brown has said, there's no difference for both virgins, but according to the foreknowing, elect, predestinating way of Almighty God. Some vessels to honor, some to dishonor, what does it matter? That's for the original. All right. Time to quit. I'll finish my notes tomorrow, maybe. We'll go into some of these things we're talking about here, into the root of it. Brother Branham said, I don't claim to have all the answers. I'm not about to tell you I do. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. And you know, Lord, I know that shouting isn't going to change anybody's mind, but it might scare them a little bit, Lord. I don't know. Might make them think twice. At least if they're going to take a crack at the word, Lord, and sneer and try to tell us that we're wrong and they've got to be right. I don't know how they're right. But I believe, Lord, tonight, even though I'm rough as a cob, there are those here that are your people and they're not afraid of being handled rough on the grounds that they know they didn't do it. They may be fooled a little bit. But the words of the wise must be sufficient according to the proverb of man. We look at that particular thing tonight. And we're believing, Lord, that in spite of Lee Vale and how he talks and everything else, your word did come forth. And I never did pretend anything, and I'm not pretending now, but I'm set for the defense of the gospel as far as I know, Lord. And you know and I know that I don't know in my heart what's going to happen to me when the chips are really down. They've been down a certain amount. And I've survived the struggle and the storm, Lord, just as a normal little lowly backslidden stupid Christian, so called. But if the chips get down, Lord, to the squeeze that comes upon us. God, I'd like to be out of here, but I hope, Father, I can be here with an inner strength that defies all the powers of darkness and stand with the truth. Otherwise, Lord, kill me out of hand now because it isn't worth it. I've been a fraud to the people, a fraud to you, and a fraud to myself. And all my claims about being honest and try to be fair and square. And just stand here for the gospel, the little teensy ministry I've got. Maybe I've just deluded myself and fooled myself. I don't know, but I've tried to, in an ignorant, haphazard, sloppy way, tried to look within the Word and see the things that the prophet said. And you've helped me a little bit. In fact, I might say you've helped me tremendously when I compare to what I would have myself. But when it comes to the reality of the fullness of what the prophet taught, I'm looking at things here, Lord, that I'm not able to really fathom to this point unless you help me a whole lot further. And if I can't fathom them, I am certainly not going to try to do it on my own by your grace, Father, because I believe I learned that lesson about 20 solid years ago or more. It is something that one must not do. One must wait, and it's worth waiting for. I know that Eve didn't wait, and she interrupted the whole plan. But I know, Lord, now, with you here, there isn't any waiting, except on the bride to become subject to your word, because gross darkness is in the land, and too many tidbit temptations are floating around. So many aren't holding true to the word. In this place, Lord, we know there are very few that aren't trying to walk in the light. We pray, Lord God, that you'll help this place to be a lighthouse. And that I can bring my voice down, Lord, and talk a whole lot more calmly. First of all, I don't like it myself, and secondly, it wears me down, hurts my throat and everybody's ears, Lord, and all those things. It becomes a circus more than it does become the simple revealed word of Almighty God. So, Lord, I'm asking for your help, forgiveness from the people, anything else. But if I've been off the word, that is the tragic thing right there. If people believe me and I'm wrong. But I'm not pushing myself upon anybody, Lord, and I could quit tomorrow. And if I find I've made mistakes, I certainly can come back, Father, because I know that you're giving me enough help to realize I'm facing eternity and there's people with me and I got to stand. And where I've been wrong, Lord, that's what's going to hurt. I've got to account for it. That I may rise up in indignation about the things that are being said and done. That's not going to be it. No. It's going to be the word test. Adding or taking. By your grace, Lord, I haven't, as far as I know, but then again I might have. I don't know. But you can help us. And where we're wrong, the prophet said, the word will correct us. And I believe that's a living word. Even the Spirit of God that appeared that time in a vision to Brother Branham, when I wanted to know what the evidence of the Holy Ghost was, you showed it what it was exactly, the word for the hour, correcting it. And neither one of us understood it. Brother Branham, all he could do is shrug and just tell me to watch out for false doctrine. And I went away completely confused. And it wasn't until about 4 years later, Lord, that he came to realize what that vision was all about. So, Lord, I understand to a degree. And, Lord, if you feel far off from me in my spirit, I know that is just merely a feeling because you're here, not in this building as a pillar of fire, but you're here amongst the bride. And if I'm not part of bride by somehow thoughts of grace, I'm putting myself with the bride. So you're still here. And we're worshiping you, Lord, the best we know how, starting with the revelation, even as Abel did, and the Lord Jesus Christ himself, your only begotten Son, brought it to light, that flesh and blood has not given it, but my Father, which is the supreme authority. We commend ourselves tonight, Father. Help us in communion. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to read in the book of 1 Corinthians. And again, I want to mention that as we come forward, there's one brother serving the bread and two people serving the wine. So we are able to get through quicker. The sisters go out in the back there. There's that nice big room to wash your feet in. The brethren have a place in the hall. They pull the curtain. And back here, there's room for about 12 people. There's 6 chairs. That means 12 people. So, all right. And I would ask the brethren, as soon as some should pass through the line, that they begin to fill the basins back here so that as we wash feet when the communion's over, I don't believe you'd be disturbing anything because you're in another room. That's how Brother Branham did his tabernacle, very tiny. As they got through serving, they would go to the rooms and wash feet, and then maybe 4 men in this little tiny cubicle, 4 women, tiny cubicle, they just keep moving out. It was a glorious experience, and I didn't even know it, because I didn't know the first thing about foot washing. I said, my goodness, why bother doing this? It doesn't rub off being with the prophet. It has to come in from his help. Now, let's take a look at the 10th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. Now, Paul is speaking here about people who were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and sea. They all ate the same spiritual meat. That's every single person. And Moses was the one that brought the manna. He just shared the same manna, no difference at all. And the rock that followed was Christ. And at that time, God overthrew a bunch because they went right into idolatry, claiming to believe the word that was vindicated for the hour. You didn't hear what I said, really. You thought you did. It refers back to what I was preaching. If men come here and try to lead you astray,
And you listen, what are you in?
Well, I believe the message. Not if you believe something contrary because somebody wants to butter you up and say things and tickle your ear and pull you away. You're believing a lie. You're in idolatry.
I'm not slandering you again. I just want to read this Bible the way it's written. So that nobody's going to go away saying, well, you know, I had this other idea. Well, you can have as many ideas as you want. I'm telling you what it says here. See? God was not pleased. Overthrown on us. Now, these things were for our examples, to the intent that you should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, neither be idolaters as some. The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. And notice, and right away he's going to talk about the Lord's Supper. Neither let us commit fornication, as some commit, and fell in one day 23,000. Brother Branham said he never did forgive them. They were serpent seed. They weren't even foolish virgin. Foolish virgin, they're forgiven but not justified. Why? They've been in adultery. But God loves them because they're foolish virgin. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some tempted and were destroyed as serpents. Tempting Christ. Neither murmur, as some murmured and destroyed the destroyer. Now, all these things happen for examples. Now, he tells you the right there again, boy, there are examples. Now you watch it. And written for admonition upon whom the ends of the world has come. Wherefore let him that thinks stands, that take heed lest he fall. And remember, there's no temptation taking you, but is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted but what you're able to bear, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Now, how do you escape? By bearing it. How do you escape what's in the world I'm talking about? Staying with this message. Now listen, it said they were tempted. Who tempted Eve? Oh, the handsome, bigger-than-life man that was just exactly like Adam. But, oh, he was a different color. And he maybe was 9 feet or 10 feet tall. And when he said, honey, baby, you're gorgeous, and seduced her, and had sexual intercourse with her, defiled her, and she became a prostitute that interrupted the plan of God. Well, that couldn't happen to me. It says, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. You think you can play with these things when I warn and warn and warn? The world comes tumbling down upon your ears? Don't blame me. I don't hate anybody, but I'm not so stupid. I'm going to get trapped. With this stupid Pentecostal love, love, love. Remember, Brother Branham said, and I taught it message after message, how can you not help each love each other, you that love this word? Not personality. That's as bad as my dentist putting teeth in too doggone big because he wanted me to be pretty. And I said, Doc, I'm not here to get cosmetics. I'm here to make my teeth work. I got to go back and get them all fixed up. So much for cosmetics. I'm not in any beauty contest, neither are you. See? Don't be fooled. Pretty, pretty, love, love, sweet, sweet. Wherefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak to you as wise men. Judge what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? Is not this the speaking blood that speaketh unto us better things? The speaking blood that comes back and pronounces peace and redemption and justification upon our souls? Well, it says right here it is. And the bread which we break, is it not the communion, the body of Christ? In other words, brothers, sisters, this message alone has life and all other has death. If you and I have this message, we are the body that has life. Now, do you want to give it up to death? Well, let me tell you men something. And I'm going to tell you straight from this desk here. You are responsible for your wives and your kids. And if you lead them astray,
It is not because of Lee Dale. It is because of your own lust and your unwillingness to assume the responsibility, and you think you can fool around.
Yeah, you're responsible. You say, what if my wife will not come along? Hey, you're not her savior. Just treat her like your queen. Long as she doesn't bother you, so you can't go to church, you can't pray, you can't do so and so. The minute he or she says that, you got a divorce, but you can't marry. You say, well, I won't divorce because I would want to remarry. I'll stick with her. Then you just got to take her jibes and walk off. just let her tantalize you. Let her bug you. When she says you can't go, you say, well, I'm going. And you find your pajamas all in knots, your things thrown out in the yard. Just gather them up and sleep in the basement. I hope she may drop you a crumb the odd time. You say, hey, that doesn't sound like fun. Who said it was? You watch, because that woman leaves a prince upon you when you married her and you got in bed with her. Oh, I don't believe that. Then you don't believe the prophet. What are you sitting here for? Now, I tell jokes, but listen, I'm not joking. All right, we're one body, one bread. All of us make one loaf. One body. For we, being many, are one bread and one body, and all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices, eat of the sacrifice, partakers of the altar? All priests and kings unto God. What say I then? The idol is anything, or that which is offered is sacred to idols is anything? Oh, no, we said nothing at all. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. Aha, that's it, Brother Dale. I know those guys that go to these women that have seances. I know those people in spiritism. I know you don't know what you're saying. Ready? All right. You know why? What was the first fellowship little old Eve had with the devil? He said, honey, you really don't believe that word, do you? Huh? So while you and I are looking at this, hey, hey, watch them blue lights, watch this over here, watch the other thing. And there are people sitting here tonight, at least one accused of it, by a patent liar. He himself is fellowshipping with the devil because he's off the word. He said, now, Brother Dale, I'm going to tell you, you can't say that. Can't I say it? Where was the first intercourse of humanity with the devil? In the Garden of Eden, when the serpent full of the devil came and said to Eve, listen, you really don't believe that, do you? And she took the cup of devils. And something happened to her and to her husband. And since then, we all hybrids from the original. Hmm? Yeah. How do you get back? All right. All things are lawful. All things are not expedient. All things are lawful. All things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's. Whatever sold in the shambles, eat without asking questions. Don't worry about it. Yours the Lord's in the fullness of. He, don't bother being foolish with these foolish questions and foolish engenderments and all those things. He said, look, if you've got such a weak conscience, then stay away from it. But he said, I myself, I'll just give thanks to God and eat it. See? Now watch. He said, be ye followers of me, even as I am Christ. Now, I praise your brethren. You remember me in all things and keep the ordinances and so on. We'll take that next communion. There's something more I want to tell you. I'm going to leave it at this point because we'll talk about it later. But I hope that you begin to see where I'm coming from. And I'm not mad at anybody.
I'm just trying to clear the air and let you know, hey, I'm not fooling. And I will not tolerate fooling around me. And if you listen to it, you're going to get descended on because I will not tolerate it. And if I got to go someplace else, I will go someplace else. And I'm still not threatening you and say, now, he's using psychology and so on. I got news for you. I'm 78 years of age. I've got operations facing me. I don't have it easy. And I'm not going to have anybody on my back anymore. It's over. And I'm not having anybody stonewall me anymore and lying anymore. Right. Just right. If you want to fool somebody else. How many people are down there with you, Pruitt? How many? That's a nice little group to start with, isn't it? Hey, Larry, wouldn't be bad, eh? I want you to notice this. I'm not kidding. I don't want to kill anybody, hurt anybody, rip up wheat with tares or anything else. But listen, I've told you, Grace Gospel Ministries, it belongs to Lee Dale, and I don't answer to anybody but to Almighty God, and at the same time, I'm answering to God for you because you wanted me here and you agreed. And at this point, every contract has been broken. Right. I ask you a question. If you were in my boots, what would you do? See, I don't think we should take Lord's Supper. I think we should. I've got no problem. Not a one. Because I don't believe there's one single person sitting here that heard me tonight is at variance with what I preach. And if you are, God have pity on you that you can be a hypocrite, and I'll bring that up from what Brother Branham said in this message. You might not think I love you, but I got news for you. I'm clearing the air for everybody here that loves this word and wants it. And will not shilly-shally. Will not hide. Will not compromise. Will not play footsie. You can't do it anymore because all that footsie and all that junk has all come back on Lee Dale. Now you say you love me? I don't believe you love me. For all the good I've tried to do, and I'm excoriated by people, and some can't stand, contrary to every evidence, you'll play footsie and go and talk to people, draw them out, and they tell you. Well, come on now. If I never see you again, I'm going to see you there before the white throne. I know what's happened in this church. I can tell you plump and plain. Remember way back when I told you people, you didn't believe that I was going to leave you. You didn't even know I had any plans. I preached a sermon you all had a good time at. In the end, I said, now here, it's the last sermon you heard me preach. And blew you plumb out of the water. That's when you got real hot and heavy over the same two guys. Yep. Did you listen? They'll tell you, hey, watch that man. Now, he knows the word. He's a minister. He's a son. Oh, yeah, he's a son of God. Oh, yeah, and he teaches. Oh, yeah, yeah. Boy, I'll tell you something. There's something wrong about him. Because you see, the man and the message are two different things. That's what they're trying to tell you people. We and our message is the real thing. Oh, yes, because my daddy told me. Yeah.
And I'm not the next thing to Brother Branham or Lord God Almighty, but I'm getting this across tonight, and I want once and for all. Because, hey, I got news for you before Almighty God. When I go west, there'll be no telephone, there'll be no tapes, there won't even be any preaching. I'll be sitting up there hearing Brother Branham's tapes and hoping I can get my soul and my spirit sweet and calm. People said, Lee, when you go, I'm going. You're wrong, Lloyd. You'll never come, and Dave, you'll never come. I won't let you. Not that I don't love you, but you'll never come. I won't let you. God never called you out there. God calls me, and I'm not being dramatic. I'm just telling what I've been through. And I'm not taking any more from anybody. So, Brother Dave, you got to. No, I don't got to, because these men want to destroy my ministry. They want to take me over. And as soon as I tell my side, there's a war in the camp. I must not tell my side. Now, let me tell you something. If I am telling the truth, and the husbands of the women lead their wives astray, they will answer for their wives. I've got a sister here tonight that goes to Brother Brian's church. She listened to a man that deceived her. Oh, he didn't assault her, sex, or anything else. He just deceived her, crippled her life, and she tried to get it back on order. These are preachers that did it. These guys don't even preach. Yeah. Well, we're going to wash feet, honey. We're going to take the communion. It's up to you. I'm not superior. I don't know a lot above anybody else. But God knows my heart. I have tried to find what this vindicated man said. Amen. I don't know what else to do. What else to do? And if you really believe in me, why do you listen to somebody who has one purpose and has lied? And I got men here sitting tonight. One is Jim Pitts, and he can tell you how many lies were told. You see, you couldn't hide if you tried. And that doesn't mean I'm William Branham discerning. I'm just saying, hey, the whole thing is in the open. When you're shot down, it's your tough luck. Because I've not taken one man's nickel. I haven't lied. I haven't hurt you. I haven't abused your kids. Your kids all love me. Because I love them. Now, we're going to take the Lord's Supper? You better believe we are. Let's rise. Heavenly Father, as we stand before you to partake of these emblems, which we know there's a communion of the blood, the communion of the life, there's a communion of the bread of the body. And now, Lord, tonight, I hope that these people are of one mind to stand with the Word, not as I am trying to say it, as though I am right and nobody else is, but in the knowledge that I am doing my dead level best. As far as I know that every single word the prophet taught that I brought, Lord, I know it is your word. Amen. And I trust that I've talked from the Bible, from what the prophet said, and seen the things in here that the prophet was saying. As the prophet told every preacher to break it down and feed it to the people. And Lord, I don't have people running interference for me. I have people running interference against me, trying to grab the ball, as Brother Branham said. And I've been appalled, Lord, to find this as though it were nothing. Some little tidbit, some little thing. Lord, I know your word said, it's a little fox as a spoiled vine. It's the fly in the apothecary's ointment that makes it distinct, not the horse in the slough. So I'm standing tonight, Lord, not trying to vindicate myself, but let the people know, hey, look, either I am or I'm not. If I'm not, get away from me for your own good.
If I am, then at least have respect. Be honest with me, as I have tried to be. Help us in the taking of these communion with emblems. We might not feel too good doing it. Personally, Lord, I don't feel so great myself. And I can't excuse myself because of an under pressure. Because that's no reason. But Lord, you told us to do it. And I'm going to do it in the knowledge of your commandment. And the best I know, I'm not drinking condemnation to myself. And if I am, Lord, I'm trying to clear the record right now, which I believe I've cleared with, far as I know, with every single person. I don't believe there's one person in here I need to clear one word with. I don't believe it. Examine our hearts tonight, Lord. Let us know the truth of this word, for if the Spirit of Christ abides in us, we are free. We are not free to do what other men do. We are free to do the will of the Lord, to follow His footsteps, and to believe in this hour. God, as you corrected every error under those seals and through the thunders, correct every error in my heart, in my mind. And if I've sounded high and mighty to the people, and if I am in my spirit high and mighty, just bring me right down, Lord. Bring me down to like crumble in death. Because it's a million times better, Lord, I go now, having sinned as much as I have, with adding further judgment upon me and condemning people, O God. Where I haven't agreed and said things by misunderstanding, I believe all that's cleared up too, Lord. And it grieves my soul that people have not been as frank with me as I've been with them in order to know the problems and the sorrows they faced in life. To lift up the fallen, to bind up the wounded. Yet at the same time, O God, to warn those that they cannot do the things that some are doing, even listen to them. For be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Walking with the ungodly will do the same thing. And above all, not standing for your word and your people, Lord, that try to be a part of that. I don't understand how people can endure harm for the sake of harm's sake and act as though it is nothing when it is something. And if I feel your rebuke, Lord, and there's tears and sorrow in my heart, which I have because I never really knew what Dave and his family went through and what Melanie's family went through. I knew, Lord, that Brother Shell, his marriage was completely destroyed by the same man and others too. And so many people don't understand the same thing could happen here. Because once the spirit is in control, it's the end of the walk, the end of the world to them. So God, tonight, I would confess my sins, my wrongs, in my heart, and hope that every heart is here, is joined with me tonight, to lay everything out before you, ask forgiveness, to mellow our spirits, to direct our walk, to let the light shine in our eyes and upon our feet. We might not go astray and take others with us. We might come to the table of God free from all idolatry and every form of evil communication, which is idolatry. We stand with the Word. And Lord, I know in my heart that this is what is spoken of in 2 Thessalonians, you that are troubled, relax. At the time when you're revealed from heaven with your mighty angels, glorifying yourself and your saints, funny, Lord, I've been rough.
which I really didn't want to be, but I give way to my folly. Yet it's like when you called me to minister, I fought every inch of the way, digging my heels in and snarling and growling. But in that very hour, you gave me peace and rest in the midst of the tumult and the tempest. Because I'd said, yes, Lord, if you want me to go, I'm going. And I believe the same thing can happen in this church tonight. For every heart can come into that glorious realm spoken of who believes the message of the Apostle Paul, because we believe. We're resting in what the prophet taught us. So we're partaking tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. The brethren come forward, and Brother Lloyd up here to lead your song service. Remember, put Washington.